Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
So we are all sitting around a table.
Yeah, it's weird. It's very strange. It's been a very long time since we have done this.
Yeah.
Like, the last time that we all played together, number one, Bachman was not with us, so but it's been a very long time since we've been in person, and that was still years ago.
Have we literally never, all of us, played in this scene?
No, we have.
On the live show,
Yeah. In California, in LA.
Yes, that's right.
In
and
LA.
They did some episodes
years ago, though.
Yeah. But that was at least in, like,
that wasn't even around a table, though. We were, like, in a couch.
We were in a bed.
We were in a big bed together.
Yeah.
This is special. This is exciting.
Yeah.
I've never played a game with miniatures.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because it's weird. We have all of us have done this together, but not really in the same order, and never with Bachman.
Right.
Because, me and these four did the Dwarven Forge Dungeon Delve. Thingy, and then Jennifer and I used to do Waterdeep Dragon Heist and things like that. But
we did
here we are
for Nika.
Mm-hmm. Whoa,
yeah,
we that's did,
in my
PAX East.
In my old office in the conference room.
You were there. You're
P-N.
There. So I apologize.
Wait, be in
where
before Nika?
Before Nika.
You thought that me being in person meant that I wasn't going to miss things that people said. you just fundamentally misunderstand me.
The Kickstarter backers made this happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you to everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're Kickstarter.
Did we introduce another person?
Okay.
Who?
Did we introduce David yet?
Hey, David. Obviously.
Yeah, you can. Don't believe him.
The biggest thank you to the Kickstarter backers, but the real, actual biggest thank you is to David for all this hard work you see here.
We were like, David, we need a camera for every single person.
Uh-huh.
We need every lights. We need everything.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, no, I won't do it.
He's like,
hey,
David,
you'll be fired if you don't.
We'll be so mad.
We're going to put
so
you on a pit.
We would be so screwed if we fired David.
We would be
extremely
screwed. Well, it's just like a thing you can't do, right?
No, it
just wouldn't exist.
Tenured.
Yeah.
He can't quit either. I think we tricked him.
We've got a contract in blood.
Mm-hmm. He can't leave.
That's true.
Wow.
It's wild. We're here. We have various minis in front of us. We have various drinks in front of us. We obviously have each other in front of us.
Yeah.
Michael has an honest-to-goodness DM screen.
It's so fun.
It's very scary.
So, we'll probably have bambi legs for a little bit for all this stuff, but...
Should
we're
we pray?
So shy. We should probably just...
Where's
your Joel Osteen prayer pew?
Oh, it's out there.
Okay.
It's outside of our pod, so you can't go there.
Yeah.
We are in a recording pod.
David has us in here, and he won't release us.
No, we are literally
trapped.
We have to ask permission to get out.
So the plan probably is, we want to do these more often. And I'm loving that we were able to get the resources to do this, the first one, correctly.
Mm.
And even though we weren't able to remodel our basement, that's okay.
That's fine. You gotta have something to strive for.
Right. Maybe we'll do this for 2024, celebrate our 11th year.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's what really counts.
Yeah, the 11th year, that's the real anniversary.
But
not the 10th one.
Let's not forget the dozen.
Oh,
yeah.
And then a baker's dozen.
Yeah.
So we can just, keep it going for the next several years.
Then Fortnite, Fort Ear.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then 15.
Yeah, that's a notable
15.
Number.
Hey, what about 16?
That's a big one. We can drive. We got to buy a car as a podcast.
So I guess we have to start playing D&D.
Yeah, let's I just organized all my dice.
Did you know, now we can check Bachman's
rolls.
Oh yeah, good one.
That was so loud.
That was really good. You need to roll on your thing.
Yeah, I thought this was a little more
Muted.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
do you want to come down here? Or I think we should go up there to you.
Yeah, go ahead and come on up. Do you want me to throw you down the rope, or do you already have the rope? Or so down I go.
Okay. You're down.
The dragon is an issue, gang. You know?
Yeah, he's a problem.
He's a problem.
He's a problem.
All right, Jermichael can't get up.
Okay. You're all down at the bottom.
So we're going to follow where the drider went.
What?
And you see like what appears to be several buildings in this large cavern up ahead. Except one of the buildings has what appears to be some firelight coming from inside of it. You note just some movement inside of what appears to be the goblin pit.
Hey, all your friends all made it to land. You brought Jermichael. Good job. I knew you could do it. Welcome to Mineford. So, this guy over here, and she's pointing at Jermichael. I think you can fix him.
What do we need to fix about him?
So we gotta talk to him inside, through the layers of whatever the hell this is. Rourke, I got good news for you. Because the person who's gonna sort your friend out, well, he's in a place called the Cloister, and his name is the Abbot.
The Abbot?
Abbot.
Abbot. Abbot.
The Abbot in the Cloister.
But he's apparently wise beyond all comprehension and can see through things like this.
We both have to kill the drider. Because to bring it peace, we all agree. It's good. It's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And take his head.
Take his head, for whatever reason. And then we...
to make the goblin pit cool. Goblin pit too.
For cool reasons. for Mineford. And we need to find the abbot.
Yeah, I'm meeting you in the cloister.
In the cloister. And the cloister is... And Chuck's like kind of pointing.
A place.
The map you're going to give us, that's right.
Yeah, it'll give you a map.
Well...
real map, like it made out of paper. Well, why don't you all rest up and, because you got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, let's say y'all slept. Y'all had a good night's sleep.
Okay,
so
it's okay,
the next
okay.
Morning.
Okay.
Rest,
long rest, long rest, long rest.
The 16th day.
Yo. Where is the long rest button on the phone?
Good question.
That's a good question.
Oh, there's like a camp button?
No.
So everyone comes down. The sheets, they clearly had not been used in years. Mm. But, you know, you were able to just shake some dust off and whatnot. So you come down and Ratma's like, hey, everybody, how's it going? Oh, sorry. It's probably a little dusty up there. I haven't been getting used.
Yeah. Selene has just like dust bunnies in her hair when she comes down.
Ratma, it's quite surprising that it exists, but kind of slept like shit.
Yeah, well, you know, what do I got to put on AS for you now or something?
Just saying.
It's, yeah, Chuck, I thought you were made of tougher stuff than that.
Not anymore. I guess you pampered me too much.
Oh, this guy.
He got used to the good life.
Shut up.
Listen, our window's really nice. We don't get morning sun. Mm-hmm. We get a nice breeze.
Yeah.
It's a good life to live.
Yeah. This is too far underground than what I'm used to. It freaked me out.
Well, I just figured maybe we should run through things again. you know, it's been a long night.
It's been a long night.
Frankly, I kind of was dissociating near the end of last night, so if you could remind us what was going on. I've had a lot of changes in my life over the past 2 weeks.
it's been a strange 16 days. Yeah. So this guy here, and Ratma points over at...
Jermichael.
Guy.
Jermichael. Oh, Nika made a little clay Jermichael, and he's so cute.
I can't do nothing with him. So, but the abbot's the guy you gotta talk to.
Oh, that's right.
If anyone can get through that miasma of whatever's going on and that thing's brain.
Oh, that's right. We gotta like.
Yes.
It's the abbot.
He's not right.
And, so there's that going on. But also, you know, you gotta scratch my back a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
And by that, you mean kill the drider.
I want you to kill the drider because he's causing all kinds of trouble.
I mean, he was not nice to us, so.
I guess we owe you a favor or three.
Yeah, so like.
You do
like,
the same for us, right?
Yeah.
No, perfect.
Yeah, yeah, of course I would. Of course I would. Yeah, there's some like other. So I don't know where he is. He's gonna just be around.
Well, we saw him, so yeah. I feel like we should hopefully be able to.
Yeah, he might find him. He might find you.
True.
He found us before, that's for sure. He was not happy about us being here.
I could have taken him then. Probably should have.
But yeah, there's also like, you know, people used to live here. I'm sure they're not all dead. So like, if you like run into any of them or whatever, you can send them back.
Maybe you're trying
could,
to...
Maybe
to...
they could like come back to town, you know.
There's I love this. This is like Suikoden. Is there exactly 108 missing people?
that's so funny you mentioned that.
Sorry, it would be 101 because it would count each of us because we are stars of destiny ourselves.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
But no, like there's an old mushroom farm. Maybe they're around there. I don't know. You could like look around. There's some hunters.
Yeah, my grandfather died and left me a farm. Here, even.
Oh.
A cave farm?
Mineford Valley. I don't know. Starter joke.
Oh my god. I did not. I was like, wait, Jeff's backstory? He's got a farm down here? Okay.
Sure.
Like
why not? It's a community storytelling game.
I also have a farm here.
But it's Animal Crossing or something.
Yeah. It's Genshin.
I had a better map, but I lost it, so I got this one. So it's real. It's real good. You guys do that one.
Okay.
That should be all you need, I think.
Snurfvabland, farther down, Bone Land.
Yeah, Mineford, don't go to Bone Land.
Don't go to Bone Land.
No, that's where.
Okay.
What's in the center?
Mineford.
So it's all.
You are here.
What is this? Cloakers. Robbers?
Cloisters.
That's where the abbot is.
Grey Dwarves.
Yeah, that's where the abbot is.
Gotcha, so it's about 2 days to Grey Dwarves, so about a day to a cloister.
But what if
probably like a day and a half. It's a little, yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
not necessarily to scale.
Not to scale.
got it.
Going to be the maze of tunnels, which you're going to get lost. 100% you're going to get lost in this maze.
You got, okay.
But I got something. Because, you know, I'm not just going to send you out there to get lost.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So I got this crystal, okay? You guys ever heard of crystals? They solve so many problems.
I love crystals.
I got briefly into crystals during the dark period. Yeah.
Rose crystal quartz, and I have an amertine that I put underneath Papa's pillow every night. So
is that what that is?
Sweet dreams. dreams.
Oh my gosh.
Is that work?
Just like, honey.
No, I have nightmares. I didn't have one last night. It was weird. Maybe that's why I slept so bad, because I wasn't being chased.
It didn't tire you out.
Yeah.
I'm very new to this. Maybe I put the wrong crystal. Maybe I put the nightmare crystal.
Yeah, you fucked me up.
Waking up in a cold sweat, screaming about geodes.
That's Chuck, baby.
Yeah, so I would guess head for the cloisters. Maybe you'll run into the Dryder.
Right, because it seems like the Dryder is going to be patrolling all around here.
Oh my god, I was just like, I was telling you about this crystal. I said it saw things.
And oh, then
it does more than that. It doesn't just magic. You got to look through it.
Oh, like
we have to ponder
like
it.
Yeah, you look through it with you put it up to your eyes, and you look through it. And then when you look through it, here, go ahead.
What's in the Bone Lands, though?
Yeah, we don't go there. Don't
but
go
what
there.
If we went there?
Don't go.
How far away is it?
It looks like it's the Bone Lands.
It was 1 day away.
Half a day.
Two. Well, vague. He went out. It's vaguely. We're not sure. 1 day, vaguely. But we're gonna get lost, I guess.
How do we even measure a day? Down
it's
here?
A straight line. How do we get lost?
No, we don't have watches.
How about love?
What?
Okay, but this crystal. I'm so into this crystal.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So you look through it, right? And everything looks kind of, what's the color? We like blue, red, green.
Yeah, I like
purple.
Blue.
Yeah, purple.
I like purple. This purple crystal.
I like green.
This crystal has been purple
the whole
time.
Red.
Yeah. You look through it, right? And then, hey, take a look. And she hands it to Rat.
Who wants to use it? I do.
This crystal.
Rourke, you look through it, and it's like, it's almost like you put on, not 3D glasses. You know those, it would be like a red plastic thing, and you put it over the top of something, and suddenly you could see stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like that, but with certain mushrooms.
Oh.
Yo. And,
So like, you can't see the mushrooms at all without them, or is
no,
it
you see the mushrooms.
Highlights them, and it's like, these are special.
There's lots of mushrooms everywhere. They don't put them on. You look through it.
Yeah.
And then you see some of the mushrooms that have little purple dots on them. And whatever direction they point the what do they call it? Not the cup. What do they call it? The dot pot.
The
seat.
The knob.
The knob.
The head. Top.
Head of a mushroom. What is that called?
Anyway,
the cap.
The cap. That is very, yes. There's people screaming, cap.
It's a cap, it's a cap.
Which way the cap is pointing, that's the way you go.
Wait, always? So, like, it's going to point to the cloister. When we go to the cloister, but it's going to point to
Mindford. It always points to the cloister.
Oh, okay. Oh.
All the mushrooms?
Yeah, this can just get you to the cloister.
Gotcha.
Got it.
We'll probably have to download new crystal packs.
Yeah, the purple one just does cloister.
Got it.
Yeah.
Other crystals. Where's the crystal?
Don't drop the bone.
What if we flood the boneyard?
There's no wrong idea here, but no.
There's a lot of logistical issues with that.
Because I feel like that's just going to come back on us. Literally the water. So I just...
Where do you get the water from?
Up top.
I do have an alchemical jug in back. You could fill this place with mayonnaise.
Yeah, you got an alchemical jug? I didn't know that.
Nah, just kidding.
Oh, I never said anything about flooding the water.
It's not real.
Poke around a little bit. All right, well, the sooner we get all this guy's head, and I knock on Jermichael's head with my...
Hey!
I'll tinker it up.
Don't break him.
He didn't break. He's fine.
He's actually very breakable, probably.
But he didn't. Where's his
head? It'd be pretty funny if his head broke off, actually.
I like those wings. Those wings are coming off for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's go get this friggin' guy then. Yeah. Jermichael, I suppose you gotta come with us.
I'll come.
gotta say, while that all this exists, just gonna choose not to. Trying to figure out how you did it, but I know you got your ways.
I'm an enigma.
That's true.
That's what I like to say. Wrapped in a riddle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's head for the Bone Lands.
Give me the crystal.
Wait, and the crystal does what again? You look through it.
You look through it, and then it points.
It gives you
like,
direction.
There's purple dots on the mushrooms, and they like vaguely have an arrow to where we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the cap like points.
Yeah, it'll be like woof.
Wait, there's a mushroom. Is the mushroom a separate thing? Or there's mushrooms growing?
There's mushrooms growing all over the place.
And see the arrow.
Some mushrooms have arrows, some don't. But yes.
What do the mushrooms that don't have arrows do when you look through the...
Nothing.
Okay. Right. Sorry, backers. I kind of thought they paid for mushrooms to do everything. Well, they don't have the other crystals.
I guess Michael ran out of his mushroom planning.
Mm-hmm. There's other crystals with other colors.
Yeah. Well, we just only have access
to the purple crystals.
And those
to
are
go to the cloisters.
Once we increase our reputation, our key card will upgrade. So simple.
Yeah, I like that. So where are we going?
Going to the cloister.
The cloister.
Because we need to talk to the abbot there so that he can fix Jermichael's brain.
It's all fucked up.
His fucked up brain. Yeah. Sorry, Michael. Jermichael. I am going to keep accidentally calling him Michael.
That's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I've said.
It's a Josh and Michael.
It's Jermichael.
That's what a Jermichael is.
Jermichael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his name's Josh Michael, but we just call him Jermichael.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, is it like J apostrophe Michael or is it J O Michael? Jermichael.
This is J O Michael.
That's J O Michael.
Come on.
Yes.
Boom. All right, bye.
You said Barama?
Yeah. I assume you're not coming, right?
Nah, I gotta sweep up around you.
You friggin' better. I'll look.
There's toenails everywhere.
Everybody grab your. All right, bye.
I scoop some up.
All right, so you head out of town.
Chuck takes one of the tables.
No! I look in the chest. What's in the chest before we leave?
I had a mimic.
Rambo wouldn't keep a mimic.
Why not?
I feel like she might. I feel like she definitely might.
That's
though.
A garbage disposal.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. She just.
Hey, don't put your dick in that,
dude. Honestly, having a mimic as a garbage disposal that feels very useful. Just like three.
Wait, that's not a mimic.
No.
It's loot.
It's just a chest.
You're just gonna steal from Rambo.
I have a mimic over there, Michael.
I'm sneaking, and I put a pot on her head so she can't see what I'm doing. That's an Oblivion joke.
Skyrim.
You can do it, Skyrim. In Oblivion?
No.
Can you?
I don't know.
Actually, you might be right.
Don't correct this. It's a mod for Morrowind.
Should have. What, the pot? You can do that in the stock version. For Morrowind. Let's spend another 10 minutes.
There's a lot of depth here.
So you head out our... Rabbit kind of points out, like, that way, that's the cloisters, go through that tunnel if you want to go.
I'll put down some of the vague, I guess you'll say, like, stuff that we brought as we hightailed out of Rhymeford.
Right, yeah, because we'll come back here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But obviously keep things in.
Yeah.
And,
I make a copy of the map before we go and mark where the bone lands are.
She gave you the map.
Oh, we just have it. I make my own personal copy of it.
It's literally a bubble with a line to it. It's like nothing.
Yeah, Bachman and I literally did copy it.
I did, yeah. Just so that you know you've got to go back through Mindford to get anywhere else. You always turn around.
It's the center of the universe.
I mean, I only brought the tavern. That's all.
So we have to go back.
So we have to go back.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You got to the cloister.
Do you think we're coming back to the tavern anytime soon? Should we move the tavern?
You can move the tavern. It's not good. Yeah, give us more space here.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction, I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or, couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
You travel, you're going down the mine. Are you
doing
anything?
We go in the
general
direction. I guess we gotta check these goddamn crystals.
We have to test out the crystals first.
Yeah.
Does somebody want to give me a survival check?
Ooh.
Oh my
no.
god.
No.
Am I good at that? Probably not. I'm okay at it.
I got a plus one. I mean, we all got to survive, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm really good at this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you definitely got to do it then.
22.
Whoa. Okay, you immediately understand the mushroom thing.
Oh, this is so fucking easy. It's boring. I'm bored.
Whereas I got a 9 total, so I assume Celine's like acting like she knows, but she actually is like fully panicked and has no understanding of how it works.
She just keeps taking lefts. Oh, yes, this one. Yeah, like, I'm not finishing my sentences, but I am like lightly chuckling. Like, yeah. I knew it.
I have, I got a 14, so I feel like Rourke is like, no, it's fine. Papa knows exactly how to find all of the mushrooms because it's like a dad sense that you get whenever you become a dad. So she like kind of understands it, but she has the basic principle.
Yeah, if anyone else knows how to figure it out, we gotta call, make some phone calls.
I can't do it. I'm not a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe I'll teach you guys. And he's probably like overly explaining how it works. Gotta look through it at the mushrooms. And you see, they point the way to the cloister. It's complicated, but whatever.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, maybe when you're older.
I do like that Chuck is always creating work. Like she's like 15. She's like in her like late 20s.
She's just like she completely goes along with
that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And what about Rourke makes you think that he should stop doing that?
Then that's a very good, honestly, damn. Great point. Great yeah. point. No notes, honestly.
She needs the guy.
She does, yeah. Because, like, yeah, you would be dead, probably.
Absolutely.
I like that you three got the nice cups, and I got my spill-safe Cindy cup.
I did do that to you. On our table right now,
tables,
we have like a creepy, like kind of dungeon situation with twists and turns and a little brutes and, you know, cave shit.
It's very earthen.
Yeah, very earthen. And it twists and turns around and we're at the opening of it right now. Mm-hmm.
So you've traveled for maybe hour and a half. You're just sort of getting out and mushrooms getting a little bit bigger. You're hearing little scritchy sounds every once in a while.
Michael, are we like level? Are we going like down? Are we going up?
It sort of feels level right now.
Okay.
So
it's not like we're going deeper underground right. to go to this place, at least right now. Okay.
There's probably a little, you know, it's very natural. So there's,
right, so
there's
like little, up and down.
Little ups, little downs, but generally doesn't feel
it
like.
It doesn't feel like a trending, like, oh, we are going lower or higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are the mushrooms edible?
I don't know.
And then you start pointing which way to go.
Would you like to try one?
Oh, she going.
I want to like try one, but eat I one. Don't.
I mean, I think you'd have survival, to take. You would take a survival. Yeah,
eat it.
I'm so scared of mushrooms because I'm looking on the R Mycology subreddit and they're like, don't eat a mushroom if
mushrooms
you don't know what it is.
Are like the one like thing you don't want to fuck die. Around.
We have plot armor though, so it's fine.
That's true.
Stop it! You do not.
Nika has to make a whole new character this weekend.
I want to take some mushrooms.
Some?
So what are you, but also, are you going to do the stealthy? Because I feel like Chuck is...
I'm probably in the front. You know.
Oh, that was a mistake.
I won't eat them now, but I'm going to take them for later. I want to take like some that have the purple things on them and some that don't.
We get lost. Okay, so are you trying? Yeah, are
oh
you
my
trying?
God, is it like eating the breadcrumbs?
What the fuck?
I won't try any of them right now.
Okay, you're not trying. So you're just gathering some mushrooms.
Yeah,
right
I'm just
now.
Gonna gather different.
And it's like there are a bunch of them, so it's not like you're not gonna take all of them.
Well, I want to take one of each, at least one of each, maybe two. Two of each.
Thousands and thousands.
Okay. Two of each if they look really good, because then there's one for Lucy and one for Rourke,
yeah.
So they can share.
Good friend.
I think an important thing to do, and it's by important I mean I'm curious, but and it's not actually important, would be to take one of those mushrooms and say like you're in a room and the mushroom says to go that way by looking through the crystal, but you've picked it. So then you turn around. Does the arrow follow, or does it now point in the wrong direction?
Now that's actually because like
that
if it
helpful.
Kept working, you can hold it.
Let's
like a little
do that.
Yeah,
torch that will guide
mushroom.
You.
Can we see if that works?
Yeah, let's see if that works. That
Michael, can we see if that works?
Yeah, you can see if that works. Roll.
The way you threw the dice was so funny. It was just like.
I didn't know if we had
casual.
That.
What'd you get?
It was very cool looking.
I got a
9. Wait,
I got a 9, yeah.
Fuck, man. Took the dice and.
Plus one? Oh, shit.
He doesn't
have pluses?
What is he rolling?
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah, you didn't tell me.
He got a 9 on his dice.
I would like to point out that. I've given you a way that works 100%.
Yeah, but like, what if we could like?
It doesn't
well,
Michael,
what
if,
though?
So if you would like to do it slightly
process.
Differently, then by all means.
Yeah. You can say no, it does.
Okay, so stealth, I've got a +9.
It's just, I want to say no so bad.
You should.
It's a good idea, though.
Yeah, it's fun. And I do want you to have
I mean, we're still going to use the ones that's more like if we got to an area where maybe there weren't the right kind. Maybe they would.
Yeah,
but maybe
yeah,
when you plug
yeah,
it, it doesn't work anymore. That's possible, too. Maybe it disconnects it from the you know, the mushroom.
Hive network.
Yeah, the hive network.
I mean, my initial reaction. Action was no, they grow this way, and it doesn't matter if you pluck it.
It will always just point to one set direction. You turn around, now it's pointing the other direction because you turned around.
Oh, because you turn around.
That's fine.
But
Michael, that's fine. We like that actually.
But no.
It's 15 because I used
I'm
stealth.
Saying yes.
Michael, no,
I'm
like,
saying
I said yes.
I said yes.
No, Michael, we like the other way.
Mush.
God damn it.
We don't. Right. I. You know what? I don't want to carry these and do what you're
I am carrying.
All right, you put those in the your secret compartments. I don't. I'm not gonna look at it. No, that's crazy.
I was like, I don't need to do that. I don't need a map.
He's a dad.
Yeah, he's a dad.
No, I can use these markers. It's fine.
So anyway, so you've traveled.
Yeah.
Good hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. And, oh my god, how far are we going?
These mushrooms are getting bigger.
Are they like big enough that you could like sit on one?
I mean, the right person can sit on one.
I try to sit on one.
Gertie can sit on it. She's tiny.
You can sit on it. It's just gonna squish it.
Gertie's way too big.
What? But she's already big.
Is Gertie with us?
Yeah, Gertie's with us.
In the cave. Like,
yeah. Oh, maybe we should have, like, we probably left her in the goblin bit, actually. Ryan, would we have taken Gertie with us?
I mean, it seems on brand for us to take her with us.
Yeah, I kind of
thought. You have to make that decision now.
Yeah, we do need to. Would we?
Why would Gertie not be here?
Don't look at me.
On top of me?
I think Gertie might be. Because the whole thing is that you're training her, right?
And you're
you don't
bad,
know that.
Well, and you're
but
a
I'm just
person.
Saying for whether,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's fine. Gertie's along. I mean, Gertie should have by now created her persona and costume, but she's kind of dragging her feet on that, so.
Wow, she's going to learn.
It's only been a day and a half.
Gertie, I'm really disappointed you've not made more progress on this.
Yeah?
She's like, I'm a child.
You also know that she's not a real person, right? So.
What?
None of this is real.
What the fuck?
You know it is real. Rolling perception.
Yeah, it is.
For everyone?
Yeah.
Or just Gertie?
Okay. I got a natural 20.
What?
Holy shit.
Fuck you.
Plus 8.
I'm gonna...
Wow.
Gonna be a 15 for me, boss.
Oh, I got a nat 20.
It's kind of my thing.
Oh, I did.
I rolled... Sorry. I got a 13. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter, though, if there's other people.
Gosh.
You fall in a hole.
You guys rolled so good.
You're welcome. You're welcome as hell.
So in the distance, you've been trudging along.
Trudging along.
These little scritches and scratches. But then you hear a rumble. and it sounds.
Was that you?
I think that was my tummy. I ate a lot of sausage rolls.
Are you eating the mushrooms?
No.
Open your mouth. Drop it.
There's just a half-eaten sausage roll in there.
Okay.
No, that
checks in your mouth.
Isn't that funny when you think your pet seen it and then bang, they're like, oh my bad, you can have that. It's okay.
After you made him gag like 6 times in a row.
Okay, listen, that was on me. I'm sorry.
So Celine and Chuck rolled so well, though, mm-hmm. that you not only know that a large creature has burst into the tunnel.
Oh, shit.
But you know that it's just around the corner.
What is it? What is that?
Oh, I'm not going to go that way then.
Oh, boy.
Is that a shark?
What the fuck? He's like a shark and a turtle?
It's a bullet. Yeah, so it's basically a mini has been put on the table.
Yes.
It's Google the word bullet 5e.
Like B-U-L-L-E-T?
B-U-L-E-T-T-E.
Oh, yeah.
Boulette.
He looks cool, though.
And also one of our, I think one of our WEX suggested we use a...
That is true.
Right.
Yes. Didn't we talk about this? Like, we had this conversation.
Yeah.
Not on air. It was in a Zoom.
Why don't you guys know what this
you
is?
You idiots.
And so, therefore...
I kind of put my
So
my
wait, so
hand
can we see it yet? Or we just
no,
feel...
Well, that's that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So you know around a corner, you think
right,
there's
so like,
a big guy.
These walls curving up,
yes,
obviously
yes.
don't...
Right,
not,
right.
For see, some reason, this D&D terrain isn't tubular, blocking all sight.
Yeah.
Like a hamster
yeah,
tube.
Yeah.
So I put my hand up and like start doing like various symbols, you know, like two that way rabbit ears, closed hand, shake it. And then look behind me, and then like nod it, make eye contact with everybody.
I give you a thumbs up. I know exactly what this means.
Atta girl,
I can't see you.
Oh no, I forgot.
Screech, are you okay? You look terrified.
Who said that? Is there like a general feeling like somebody is watching over us? Like there might be, you know, somebody in the shadows. Like, would you say?
I mean, that is.
Jesus.
Do you want me to roll for that?
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Art Backers.
Yeah, roll for that.
The stealth, yeah, plus 9. That's going to be a 21.
So you're saying you want beholder.
Yeah, I'd like that. I'd like that. Maybe
you gave Bachman summons. That's not fair. I want a summons. I call Shiva, and she's hot.
To be fair, to keep up the ruse, the Screech can literally do nothing.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
We did allow you to have a torch earlier.
I lost it. I'm sorry.
It's gone already.
We did fall in water a lot.
Yeah.
I think Gertie's carrying the torch.
Yeah. That makes it. That's a good intern thing
and,
to do.
Spiritually.
That is a good metaphor.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow.
She thinks that Screech is worth a shit.
Yeah. She's carrying his torch for
All right. There's like a big guy. Might be the Drider. I don't know. Sounds heavier. I don't fucking know. I say we go over here to about 18 feet to my right. And we start making a big commotion. Someone act like they're hurt, okay. like a hurt fish. And as it runs at us, we friggin' bash it.
I mean,
we just start bashing
it. Okay,
don't stop till the brains come out.
Yeah. Don't stop hitting that thing until your hands are numb.
I mean, I could cast like Mage Hand and like to summon. I could give it the middle finger.
There's no wrong answers here, but okay.
Does that generates light or no?
That's a good question.
It doesn't explicitly say it does.
It generates light, but not mechanically.
It says spectral floating. Is that because spectral in my mind? A ghost. Okay. Like it's like a ghost hand. Yeah. I feel like in my mind.
It's probably got dark vision.
Well, that guy? Yeah. He might have blind sight or he might have tremor sense.
Oh my god, he's under the ground.
Not tremor sense.
fuck
is that?
Monster of Tremor Sense can detect and pinpoint the origin of vibrations within a specific radius.
I don't like
provided that the monster and the source of the vibrations are in contact with the same ground or substance.
Wouldn't you know the radius sensor here sucks?
It does suck for you.
Yeah, except that it's 60 feet.
So they can absolutely feel us at this distance.
But I think based on your perception rolls, it has not...
Oh, he hasn't perceived it?
It actually has not.
That's what I was going to ask. If it sounds coming towards...
It is milling about.
But it's not like... we heard it start running towards us.
No,
like,
you heard
just,
it kind of crash through.
So we can get the jump on it then.
Yes.
Because it does not know where the air is.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to stealth. I can't stealth, actually, because I'm Screech.
Screech has stealth.
He does have stealth.
Well,
but
cover-wise...
Can I intentionally roll with disadvantage? I'm trying to figure out what the mechanic is for Screech trying to not look too good.
Could you do it so that you're being so stealthy that we wouldn't even notice you're being stealthy?
Obviously. 12 plus 9, 21. That's 2 12s.
Damn. Yeah, I agree.
It's because you're rolling d12.
You all don't. You all don't see Screech anymore. Make him go away.
Why is it every time he just disappears? He's such a coward.
Now, is your intent
if I tell them I'm still here, does that break my stealth? I only want to be stealth from that guy.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're not invisible.
It's not like invisibility.
Okay, so
like,
you basically were like, "Hey, everybody, I'm gonna."
So I appear. I'm like right behind. I'm right here.
Yeah, Rourke, it's kind of funny. All right, I say we go to that corner and we just start jumping up and down and saying, "Ouch, ouch, ouch."
I'm dying.
I spilled all this barbecue sauce on me.
I'm so delicious right now.
And then when that motherfucker turns from the corner, bash the fuck out of it.
I mean, I think that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. Okay. So, why don't we roll for initiative?
Yeah, baby.
Chuck got an 11.
Bachman, am I controlling Beholder Doodle?
Oh, shit.
You could if you wanted to. Or I can do it. Probably makes sense. Except you don't have his attacks.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it.
I got a 7.
I roll poorly. Oh. I roll well.
So there's a 20 for Screech.
Wow.
And then...
I have 17 for Selene.
What is Milton Gray? Beholder Doodle.
I still need to write things down.
Isn't Milton Graves the name of the guy that's on Suicide Squad 2?
I think it would be.
22.
Wait, really?
It sounds like
a butler name.
They have a guy who is with them at the big fight whenever they get into the sea place. And they're like, we never even heard of a guy named Milton. They're like, no, Milton's been with us this whole time. He was like the truck driver that no one realized he'd been with them. And he's like, yeah, I love what you guys stand for.
Are you talking about Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
The second one. What'd you say?
I've seen this movie.
So, Michael, it's reverse order.
Suicide.
For us.
Guys.
What's happening?
It starts here.
What did Celine get?
I got a 17.
Okay. I'm writing these down.
It honestly is very fun actually being able to see the order of everyone.
Okay. So I'm assuming you all are waiting.
Yeah, we're clanking. You know, we're like, oh.
Well, that's why I think, like, do we want to do the, like, throw a rock into an area so people like, feel like, huh?
Oh, yeah, like where the
no,
chest
I,
is?
No, I would say we make noise where we are.
And so just make him come to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, and then are you readying? Okay, so we'll start. It's,
yeah.
It's Beholder Doodle is up first.
Okay. So we're going to try and get him into this little main room, or are we going to try and get him right
here?
That's why I was almost like for a rock or something.
Right here being the small cavern in front of us.
Yeah. Like we're in like a main entrance zone, and then the path goes off, but there's a little zone where there's a corner, and that's where we're trying to draw him to, right? Yeah. So we're just all of a sudden just going to bang and scream?
We're going to bang and scream.
Okay.
Well, I mean, fuck it, yeah. Like I can throw a rock then. Just a little improvised.
That's why I feel like banging and screaming. He knows something really bad is going, like something is up. Versus if it's just a rock. He's
We're like, oh, I'm hurt. Oh, I'm walking here.
Oh, I see. So we're pretending. We're ow.
I'm walking here. Oh, I'm so hurt.
I sure hope there's nothing. A Beholder Doodle's like, hey guys, I'm here too.
Jesus Christ, I love you. I love your stuff.
And actually, I get like, well, I guess Celine.
You have to do a voice for Beholder Doodle if you're.
What was his fucking voice?
He's a fancy man. Yeah, but it's Beholder Doodle, so he's pretending to be.
Jesus Christ.
it's me, a fancy man. I'm Beholder Doodle.
Wow.
You have.
What? So no. I've always sounded like.
Yeah, you sound exactly like I remember.
Oh, it's Beholder Doodle. I'm Gertie. Hi, Beholder Doodle.
Yes, hello. Where's your costume? What?
It's been 12 hours.
Do I need to throw the rock at this point, or now that we've had a conversation, is this thing coming?
You can, you guys can, I would say you could ready actions.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So how do we want to, like, approach it, like, or, like, what? I
Bash
obviously
it.
Would like to be as far back as possible.
I would probably want to, like, be over here.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So
that I can open the chest.
Yes. Michael,
the great thing about playing in person is just how, like, just a little thing can just be on the table, and it's just the focus.
Michael keeps saying that he didn't put that chest there. And Nika has said she put the chest there on our terrain.
Right.
But yet, it's still there.
But in all the walking around that we just did, Michael didn't take the initiative to remove it. That's so true.
I think it's there.
Yeah.
What you really don't know is this is actually my game, and part of the game is that Michael runs it.
Oh, that's so cool.
That would have been so awesome.
We really
should have done that.
If we finished the like canon episode, like, all right, Nika, you're really like, mine was his too.
I did that. So you guys find a chest in the corner.
Yeah, so basically there's another small ending cavern on the other side, an ending tunnel on the other side.
A dead end.
Right.
If you looked at it the right way, it could kind of be like a cross, like Jesus.
What if...
Is that what you meant?
The way I'm looking at it.
Well, he's Catholic.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What if we had some people stand on one side and the other, and then we lured the bullet down there?
Perfect.
Yeah,
and then we tripped it.
Yeah,
can it be tripped? What do we know about these creatures?
Oh yeah, we should do. Yeah,
I did say perfect, but I guess we don't know what it is. We just know it's a big guy.
You know,
right.
It's a big
I'm
guy.
I'm using Blett out of character knowledge.
Yeah.
Not in character knowledge.
Yeah, so I was gonna say like tripping it's a bad idea, but I don't know. It's this big squat motherfucker.
I guess Rourke would think it would be a Drider if she hears anything, because that's the thing.
Right, exactly.
I think that too.
Because we don't know what it is, we just know something big is there. And a Drider would also be big. So that's probably like the most, like, we know it could be something else, but...
Right.
What's it like knowing what monsters are? Like, I don't know what any of these things are.
You know?
I don't actually know.
I think it's more fun, you know?
To know what it is?
Because I don't, like, know everyone's stats.
But you just know,
I just like to know
like a vibe.
A vibe,
What it is, what it looks like.
Because, like, That is part of the whole thing of when you show a character, a creature like a bullet, and they're like, whoa, those things are motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Or like,
they put something out and everybody's like, it's that? And I'm like, oh, it's a big guy.
And we legitimately had the like, playing in person best part, which is the DM from behind is like, this guy's here. And as a player, you're like, no! And as a character, like, there's a big guy. So yeah, you go to the other side.
He's
gonna get stuck.
So you need to ready an action.
I need to ready a fucking cut.
I mean, you don't need to ready
I'm action. Gonna ready just a cut, like, intact.
So you just say that, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you're gonna slash him.
Yeah, I'm gonna slash him. I'm probably gonna do my sneak attack. I'm gonna do the two-hand fighting, so it'll be two attacks.
I think that what I'm gonna ready, I think that maybe Maximilian's Earthen Grasp to keep him where he is, so he can't run away from us.
You keep him where he is here, and we're all just like...
Once he gets there. Yeah, then we have a hand.
I'll give you a hand.
Thank you.
Okay, so then it's Screech.
I'm like, he just wins.
Screech is like, you guys take care of this. I'm just going to be over here. And he like runs into the wall. falls over. Falls he farts. Yeah.
I mean, that's doing a good job for the bullet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so that he knows to come. Screech will also ready attacks, but.
What attack?
Just a melee. It's like a regular.
Celine, it is your turn.
Oh, okay.
To ready an action.
I would like to ready Maximilian's Earthen Grass.
Okay, so you're gonna grab him.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna grab him.
Okay, to Chuck.
I'll go.
Celine, place yourself where you want to be.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
It's probably like there. Yeah, piss me off.
And Gertie would probably go towards the back.
Yeah, I feel like I'll be towards the back because I have good range and I don't need to be up front.
All right. I'm just gonna ready Toll the Dead.
Sick.
I love Toll the Dead.
Sounds like a rock song.
Yeah.
All right, well, it is now the boulet, whatever it's.
A boulet.
Actually,
hold on. I would assume it's boulet. Eat you. Boulet.
Call us Matthew Mercer or Mercer Ray.
Boulet.
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 Boulet. Because that's where this is bullet, and that's weird.
Boulet.
Like, we already got those. They're in a gun.
So the bullet is going to go right into that middle spot.
Yeah.
Nika, use your huge hands.
Ray, a little further.
My God. Oh, section.
There he is. He's like,
Ray's
going. Oh, it's Tony Skate.
Oh, I knew your hair.
What?
Oh, what is it under your hair?
Okay, so the
bullet.
Thank you, Matthew.
The
bullet
runs down there, and sorry, it's really stupid. Then you all unload on it.
Yeah, we all shoot our shot
at the same time.
At the same time,
absolutely blasted.
We all bust.
He's
just
loads
in every direction,
yeah. And he's just like. Hello, I'm here, the welcome committee. I'm here invite you to Mineford. And we fucking blast him in the face.
He sounds like a really big creature, though. So we're not friends with a lot of huge creatures.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay, let me describe. Okay, so it runs down the hallway, right? And you see it, right? And it's this massive predator. It kind of looks like a land shark almost.
Mm.
It's got big jaws and it's got little burrowy hands and stuff. And
it's like kind of got like almost like a mole, a little bit of a mole situation.
Like a massive armored mole.
Yeah, but like also
with a face of a shark.
Sharks could swim through dirt.
Oh wow, a dirt shark.
Dirt shark.
That's what bullet means.
Is a dirt
in
shark.
Dwarven, it actually means dirt shark.
Yeah, it means dirt shark.
I know they had dirt sharks down here.
It actually sounds kind of like a slur.
dirt shark.
Ooh.
All right, beholder doodle. You're the first to unload.
Okay. That's not great. 9 plus 7, the math on that, 16. Probably about 16.
I was getting there.
I got there fast.
Hey, guess what?
He can do it.
Fucking missed.
No.
Bitch.
Oh. Take that, Milton.
This does not bode well.
Guess what, my dude? I got two weapon fighting.
Yo. Shit. Well, why doesn't your miniature? Oh shit.
Yeah, I thought about it.
That's so two weapons.
It's very smart of you to think that I would have missed that because it was very likely. So that's gonna be Nika. Where are you at?
I didn't hear you. You didn't say the numbers.
I know. 14 plus 7.
21.
Okay. If you say so.
That hits.
Okay.
The.
It's a 2 plus 4.
Bullet.
6.
1 plus 1. 2! 2! 2!
Listen, I got really excited whenever I could do things before other people in class, okay?
Oh my god.
Oh,
you were that
good. Oh, Miss Popular over here.
Wow.
Okay!
It wasn't much, or often that it happens. So.
And we did determine that I can get the sneak attack on the second thing. Okay.
Yeah. Good job.
I love that Bachman's just playing two rogues.
Screech is not a rogue, exactly.
He's a rogue plus.
Yeah.
Then nine
damage.
Yeah, for the hit. Well, not nine total because I had the attack and then the sneak attack.
Okay. Did you say the damage for the?
Nika did.
And those were the numbers I was shouting.
You said 21. That was to hit, right?
Yeah.
Did you roll your? What's your sneak attack dice?
Whoops. Don't tell me they've been doing sneak attack all wrong.
No, I think
that's just another D6, isn't it?
I thought it was 2.
Yeah, I think it's 2.
2 extra in addition to my regular attack?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it gets
it's pretty sick, yeah.
It might turn into D8s eventually.
Yeah. No, yeah, you are right. Okay, so...
Yeah, it's just like it's so good.
I got
it's
a 2
like,
the
right?
first time for the regular attack, so that would have been a 6. And then that was what, a 5? Okay, so it's 11. Yes, and then another 6.
No, you said 9 for the first
9
attack.
Because I added 4.
Right.
So
and then you add the 2 D6.
I did it wrong. So the first, it would have been, it was 2 plus 4. So 2 plus 4.
6.
For the main attack. And then I roll, and then for the 2 D6 for the sneak attack, I rolled a 5 and a 6.
Oh. Oh.
Okay. Just tell me a number.
Please.
17 total.
That's a lot of damage. Yay. Good job.
And Tim and I did the math together.
Yeah. All kidding aside, that was really confusing, and I lost all semblance of what the number
is.
That's it. Yeah.
Then it's Screech's turn.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, let me go again.
And now, it's my turn.
Michael, can I create a second chunk?
Yeah. You can.
He's a chunk.
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 Chunk in graves.
Screech does an attack, but he, like, flails wildly in between... Celine and Chuck, he doesn't hit anybody intentionally, but to sell the fact that he can't see anything.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Wait, okay. I thought you can't see anything.
I can't.
So you're selling it.
You can see it's torchlight. There's torchlight here.
Yeah. He's playing it up.
But I'm still on the other side. I know you're around.
He's not gonna hit you,
but he's trying to look like a fool.
Gertie's holding a torch, so you can see.
Do you want there to be a chance that I hit you?
No, I'm just really confused what you're going for.
No, he's trying to look incompetent.
Because I'm not Beholder Doodle,
I know.
I feel like people were on the trail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
but we know you can't see.
But guys, there's torchlight. You can see.
Yeah, you can see. You can see. I'm just focusing. Okay. Right, I'm bulldogging.
But he's just less about the being able to see and more in the. He's just flailing. Because he's flailing.
Yeah. And also because I don't have two guys so that I can like do extra damage or anything.
It's just for story reasons.
All right.
If we don't like flavor, I could stop.
Celine.
We need it. Well, I would like to cast on Maximilian's Earthen Grasp right behind him. Yeah, put him right
behind
him.
Yeah, grab his ass.
Yeah, grab
ass
him. I'm gonna grab him. Yeah, he's gonna make a strength saving throw. He's pretty strong though, so I don't know.
I
hope it works.
Tim put a stone miniature of Maximilian's Earthen Grasps on the bullet's butt.
Yeah, it's grabbing his ass.
All right, so he needs to roll strength save.
Yes,
he's coming for that ass.
Give me that ass.
This is gonna shorty. I got that booty.
That is a 10.
It does not. He is grasped, and now he must take 2d6 bludgeoning damage also.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. 10 bludgeoning damage, and he's restrained. And now I guess, well, I guess since he's restrained, I can't push him. This sucks for me. I shouldn't have done that. So I should have pushed him first, just cause.
How much damage?
Ten. Yeah. 10 bludgeoning damage.
Thank you for doing 10 damage. That makes my job a lot easier.
It's a nice, even number.
Instead of, like, fucking whatever,
like
the Bach
man. Fucking or whatever.
Prime number guy over here.
Same math at me.
Here's 13
numbers. Using me. Okay. Chalk.
I got a 20... Nope. Wisdom saving throw on you. Ah! I don't roll. You do.
This is not that unwise. 17.
Fucker.
That's the number we were just talking about.
I love that one. Everyone hears a loud gong, but it doesn't seem to do anything to the bullet.
No!
The bullet thrashes and looks shocked at its misfortune.
It really is probably very confusing for him. He's just kind of grasped from behind.
Oh, actually, but I'm giving you guys a round, so I'm not gonna. He's not gonna do anything.
He's just like,
he's
what?
He's so confused by this.
Again, I imagine almost like, you know, when you like pick a cat up, like, and they're like, huh? Like, he just got picked up.
Yeah.
How can this be?
Yeah, I have kids, which is pretty much like having cats.
Yeah.
They're a lot like that.
Yeah, they're like, what's happened?
That is so true.
Oh my god, he's big! Okay, it might be, the bullet might be too big.
Did you take him off the base?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh my god. Guys, for those of you at home, Tim has put the bullet in the Maximilian's earthen grasp hand. On
there,
the
yes.
That was great.
You
gotta get it.
Yeah, I gotta
get
a pick of that.
This is straight to the end.
Roar.
Yeah. I guess I'll go up. I'm gonna move.
Oh my god.
Party foul.
You knocked over the bullet out of the heat.
For those playing along at home, Nika just ruined everything.
I'm sorry. Weekend canceled. I am going to try to stab it twice. I'm going to stab it with my rapier, and then I'm going to use the rapier to jump up and stab it in the throat.
Okay. Well, part of it is the ground is not very even.
I'm going to eat this.
Yeah, that's hard.
Okay.
Could you move anywhere else?
Can you set that up and then do an ollie over it?
Yeah.
I do it. First stab is a 21.
Wait, you wanted this.
That hits.
Okay. Okay, give me the
second stab is a 7.
That misses.
Gotta have an GoPro.
Skateboarding GoPro.
Okay, 5 damage. That's it.
No! I can do it.
Again, for those playing along at home.
This is purely
Lord
fucking...
just did 5 damage.
Yay!
Alright.
And Bachman jumped over.
And Bachman did an ollie.
He did an ollie.
He
was a little forward, but okay.
Okay, I kind of like that, though. It looks like he's going to throw him on his ass.
Yeah. That one implies motion.
Yeah.
Like he's that's what I was going for.
An AEW wrestling move.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So Beholder the doodle.
He's going to jump and cut. And it's a 16 plus 7.
Ooh,
that's
hits.
A lot. Let's do 6. That's 6 plus 4. That's 10. Plus sneak attack in.
10.
It's 12. 17 damage.
Wow!
Whoa. What do we got? A tank over here?
But don't forget, I got a second attack.
Oh my.
15 plus 7, it's 22.
Oh my
Stop
God.
It!
Stop ass. It!
4 plus 4, that's another 8.
Jesus.
That's another 8 to his ankle.
So much damage.
Yeah.
You're bullying me.
Rogues are so crazy.
Alright. Screech.
Screech cannot get past Chuck.
He's
looking. Can squeeze through.
Can he squeeze through?
Yeah. They're friendly.
Excuse me. Okay. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, that's all right.
Someone else do it this time.
Here.
Why is it me?
So what does Screech do?
Probably, he's probably going to attack. I don't know. People seemed upset that he didn't do damage last time, so I guess he's just...
he's got to give like a token, like, try.
Yeah, right. That's me in character as Chuck. Like, this guy sucks.
He says, "Where is he?" and swings around wildly, even though he can see him.
Do we need a brighter torch? Gertie, come up here.
25 to hit, though.
Jesus.
Ooh, nice. Damn.
Your to hit is so high.
Yeah.
That's a... It's plus 7.
That's high.
Is that high?
Yeah.
That's 8.
Well, you're our martial character.
Plus yeah. Another...
Like, you don't get this sneak attack again, do you?
It's like a different character. Fuck!
Michael's like,
Michael, how do you let this happen? It's not a big deal.
I mean, he did like so bad last time.
That's 16. Do you want me to only swing?
Yeah, no, keep going.
Swing one of them. If I swing this,
keep going. Oh, that's weird. This is one of, a different version of a bullet that has 17 more health.
Yeah.
He had a big lunch.
That's another 2 damage.
Yo.
So what, 19?
Yeah.
Nice.
Damn. That sounded like you wrote down a smaller number.
What?
The scratches are your pin.
All right. Celine.
Oh shit, it's my turn again?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna try to crush this bitch. Oh, that's kinda cool. So let me
That looks
see.
Very cool.
Yeah, he, for the right, because it's not been his turn yet, so he hasn't even, like, tried to get out.
He has not even tried to get out.
He's got to do a strength saving throw again, because I'm going to try to crush him with my hand.
What's Maximilian's hand, I guess?
Maximilian, he's
mine now.
You're
borrowing it.
Yeah.
14.
It does not. He does not succeed.
His die goes away.
This was bad. Okay, well, the amount of damage I did was pretty pitiful. 5 bludgeoning damage. And,
I like your phone case, Bachman. It's bright and positive.
It's pretty, yeah.
I think that's all I'm going to do. I don't want to, like, shoot my shot too early.
You don't want to bust too hard?
I don't want to blow my load too early on this and go too crazy. Because we're in a dungeon.
Michael,
so.
We're dungeon delving, so.
You should, yeah, this event, if you're ever going to keep track of your spell slots.
This is the time. So the only other bonus thing I could do was push, and I don't want to push him because I've grasped him. So that's all I'm going to do right now.
Yeah. It's like, I could release you, but I can't for three reasons, but I'm not.
No, and I imagine he's just like...
he's flailing.
Yeah, he's flailing. I mean, he's being grasped.
Chuck. I'm going to Wiggin Toledad again. Wisdom saving throw, my friend. You hear a loud gong.
8.
Yeah, Chuck's Toledad sounds like a big branch breaking.
Oh.
That is 12 damage. 12 force damage, I think, if that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Or necrotic, I think, actually. I rolled it in D&D Beyond. It doesn't matter. That's what I do. Big bell. And since it took damage... wait a second. It's D12, it's not D8s.
That's different.
You gotta figure out how much damage your second character does, too.
Yeah, that's true. don't take the initial damage. It's probably worse. Yeah, it's worse.
No,
it's not. It's 13.
Right,
one more.
Yeah, and since I hit fit, now that we're 6th level, it goes from a 2d8 to 2d12 if they have any damage to the person.
Got it. All right.
Do you want me to play Gertie too?
Stop. But like her Gertie's like attack is just like a melee with a stick, so like you can do like 1 damage.
It's a butter knife.
The bullet breaks from the earthen grasp, and it then burrows underneath the earth.
No,
and you can no longer see it.
Wait, he burrows in?
He burrows.
Even though he's being grasped?
No, he broke out of the grasp.
Oh, he did break out. Yeah. Okay.
So his attack was breaking
Michael,
out.
Michael, I made a hole.
Nice. That's where he went down there.
He went down the hole! Damn!
What if we follow him?
Is it like a tunnel or is it?
Actually, no. I think it just closes behind him.
Yeah, I mean, that makes because he's like digging.
Michael, yeah. Closing like hole. That.
Do you need to know where all the other holes are for him to come out?
Yeah,
it's preset. Can I do.
Gertie, get away from that hole!
Can I do like a survival check to see if I have any or
yeah,
Arcana, nature? I'm just rolling d20. 7 plus probably not a lot to see if I know any of this dude's vibe. Probably from like we've done in the past. I live in a mining town, mm-hmm. So 7 plus either 2 or 0. I think probably plus 0.
So 7.
So 7. If it's survival, it'll be a 15, but all the other ones would be not high.
I would say that, yeah, you've heard of these and you know that they can jump. You've heard that they can jump.
Jump. Okay.
And they dig.
I know that now.
Now we know.
I would probably just like stare at the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems fair.
I love staring at the hole.
Oh my god. So, okay. Well, I guess you can keep moving now.
No.
What do you mean?
He's going to come up any second, I know.
Scrooge's like, we did it!
You don't think that he just was running away from us? I assumed that he gave up.
That was a big motherfucker.
Yeah, he's big, but, I mean, I had him grasped the whole time.
I mean, look at this guy.
Was he pointing at Screech?
I pointed at Mike Bachman. Oh. I guess that doesn't make any sense, because he's Mark Bachman's 2 to 3 characters right now. I'm at Screech.
Look at this guy.
The bullet leaps out of the wall.
No! Okay.
Behind.
No.
Beholder Doodle.
Oh, shit.
No. Oh, that's not illegal.
And it bursts through the wall.
Oh, shit.
Yo, that's sick.
And it lands in your same space.
Yo.
And you have to make a strength or dexterity saving throw. Your choice.
I do want dexterity.
Do both. See what happens.
Can I choose, Michael? Can I choose?
No. Well, yeah, you can choose right now. Gotcha. You can choose right now.
Yes. Okay.
That's actions. There's skills. You said dexterity saving throw, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's plus 6.
That's cocked. If it's a bad roll, it's cocked.
What was it?
It was a 1.
Oh my god.
Is my table level,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Oh, you didn't get the level out, check. Look at it. It's rolling.
Why? How could a space have one or more creature?
Are they stacked on top of each other?
It must be.
Gary's on my shoulder.
It's 3 children in a trench coat?
Yeah.
three Gertie's in a trench coat.
Who's the other one with Gertie?
All right, so you're going to take...
Oh, Little Petey?
No.
Is Gertie a Little Petey?
No. 8 healing.
Wow, that's a lot.
Michael's like, you won't be playing 2 characters, thank you.
You're going to take 14 bludgeoning damage.
Yo. Ouch!
And then you're going to take 14 slashing damage.
Yo, Bofa?
Bofa does?
Bofa these damage?
And you are knocked prone and pushed 5 feet out of the space.
You're in the hole.
You're so close to hole.
That brings me down to 5 HP. And Screech would go, me! I mean, Beholder Doodle!
Wait, did you say me? Sorry, Milton. He doesn't care about you. Fuck the rich. Am I right, gang?
Wait, you know the rich.
Well,
Screech is rich.
Yeah. Screech is rich.
Milton is his manservant.
Oh, right. Screech doesn't care about him.
Oh, yeah,
he's
rich. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Oh, shit.
I guess, yeah, fuck the rich.
I guess, yeah.
Rourke.
It's my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. I am...
That's so... If that happened to me, in real life,
okay.
That giant thing coming out would scare the crap out of me. Like, if I was in a dark tunnel and this big guy jumped out like that, I would scream.
Personally, I would
scream
be scared.
So loud.
I don't feel like that's a controversial thing.
I'll say it.
If a big guy jumped out of me, I would be scared, okay?
First of all, I'd be like, how the fuck did I get here?
Why am I in a cave?
If it were up to me, they'd all get the chair.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Aura of Vitality and then use my bonus action to give it to Screech.
Why? He's fine.
It's confusing, I know.
It's whoever Beholder Doodle.
Remember when it was confusing when Bachman was playing 2 characters? Now he's playing 5 characters.
Oh my god. Okay, so you get a two d6.
One of your hurt people.
The one that's actually you, Bachman, the player character.
Yeah, you're human.
You get
form.
It. The one you're that you human. Form.
Yeah. Human.
Yeah.
I will rub your shoulders for 20 minutes.
What?
That's long.
Wait, I want that.
Yeah, I was like, I cast aura of vitality on that.
Well, that's a hot 4 HP.
Let's go.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, well, you know what? I did what I could.
Hey, listen, 4 HP when you're level 6 is still something. You know?
I mean, not when I just got hit for 28.
Hey. Yeah, no, that's a pretty small fraction.
The rule is on me. It's on me. I could have done better.
Yeah, you could have rolled better, you know?
Speaking of Beholder Doodles, Beholder Doodles' turn. He is underneath a bullet. Bullet.
Screech, I can't do this anymore.
I'm an old man.
Screech is like, shut up. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're fucking this up.
You're ruining it for everyone.
Stop calling me master and crying.
I have a really great view of the bullet mini's mouth right now, like inside of his tongue.
On our side, it's such motion.
He's very cute from this angle. Mm-hmm. Like, he looks like a little lizard.
Yeah. He reminds me of the shark that you have.
Yeah, my Blahaj. I love Blahaj. I sleep with Blahaj every night.
We send out any pots, any, like, anything I can quaff. Fuck, I don't know.
There might be a potion store down here. You know?
Like, I feel like I need to get clear.
Isn't this funny?
Pull out.
Yeah, it is very funny.
The Holder Doodle's gonna pull out after that little.
I know, right?
So here's the thing.
Opportunity attack.
But that's why he said it. He said he knocked me back 5 feet.
Because you're in the same space.
So I am.
So you're on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still do it.
I can disengage, can I?
Yes, good point.
Yeah. Okay.
You should disengage.
Yeah, disengage.
But if he's a rogue, he might have that for bonus action. Maybe. I don't fucking
know. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to. Oh, like an attack and then, you know what, that's a good, but yeah.
I love how you ran deeper into the cave, and that scared me, Tim Lanning, but I love
like,
it.
Like, don't do that.
And now I love it.
I mean, what's Melon going to do? He just got gored.
Yeah.
You know, he's an old man.
You know what? That's fair. So I deserve it.
Egon.
Milton runs around the corner, gets bit by a big rat.
It does not. Yeah, I do not have it as a bonus action.
It's like a grandpa rat, like a huge, wise old rat.
Let's disengage, so we'll run back to probably about here. That's probably about right. Right? 30 feet?
Yeah.
That's yeah.
I can do that.
Great. That seems great.
Yeah, here's.
Screech.
It's funny every time.
Oh, you thought you were gonna have a break, idiot.
It feels like it's been forever since my last turn.
Do you like this?
You know what? I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I think it's I feel judged from all angles, but I love it personally. Wait, why is it? There we go.
I think everyone's also busting. So
we're busting.
Everyone's busting. The viewers are busting.
We're all busting together.
Screech burrows in.
I didn't know he took one level bullet.
Can you do that?
He's gonna come over.
It'd be pretty funny if you did that. Mm-hmm.
Can I be a carrier?
Like, if you could, like, somehow, like, be like, I want to become a chimera. Instead of taking a level of a thing, like, I become get, like, one level bullet.
Three traits from that.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
It is kind of cool.
I'm cleric 5, chimera 1.
I'm not giving that idea away for free. Come on, no.
Yeah. I want to do that.
It's so fun.
Screech would probably be, like, under the guise of, like, being concerned, he is concerned for Beholder Doodle, but you know he's gonna use that to like explain away any sort of like bravado.
Uh-huh.
And he's gonna come up and he's gonna do his attacks. He's gonna do.
I hope he rolls all ones.
And well, that's a 3 plus 7.
That misses. All right.
That's a 3.
Yo.
Plus 7.
Wow.
So he's just gonna run up and he's gonna do the two most limp dick attacks, just like wah, wah. Then he's gonna sprint back over here. He's gonna try and.
Does he disengage?
I think he can. No, I used my bonus attack for my second thing.
Goodbye.
Just
do it. Who cares, right?
Yeah, take it to do it.
Do it.
Has to bite you.
Holy shit! If it is.
Oh, no.
Hey, don't say that.
boy.
Are you sure? Oh.
No, you got 20.
One, look at it.
It's cocked. It's cocked. It's cocked.
For just like a heartbeat.
It's so yeah, it's cocked though.
You almost started playing Milton the whole time.
Accountability.
Oh, I can't see. Wait,
is it recording? With the
it is. Off? You got to hit the button to get the screen to turn on. You don't need it. It's fine. It's going.
This button? What button?
No,
Jennifer.
It's recording.
Like, I can't tell what I'm looking at.
It's where the lens is pointed.
That's
less.
That's less. That is going to be, well, but that's going to be 16 a hit.
My armor class is 14. Does that hit?
Huh.
What do you know?
If it meets, it beats.
If it meets, it beats.
If it beats, it beats.
No.
I usually just take the number, but since we're in person.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Let's hear it.
40-12.
Yeah. 40-12?
40-12?
4d12.
Oh, my God.
That's 412.
Just point it.
Do I have to do anything to it?
No.
I can't see anything.
What if it's like, you can push the button on the top.
Push the button on the top.
Oh, my God.
What if it's all?
No one can send the button.
Okay.
There's a 12. That's
29. Is that good?
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the default was 30, so
there you go. Take that, Michael.
Damn.
It gets if all you right. Sit like that, it's just your chin and under.
Now
I had to rip his neck off.
Now it's Celine's turn.
Okay, well, I see all this going down, and I'm like, enough of this shit. And I would like to cast Firebolt at him.
That's a great choice.
And, yeah.
Remember when we could cast shit like Meteor?
Yeah.
That was cool.
We might find a spell scroll. Who knows?
Remember whenever spell sniper you guys Meteor? Used to cast Maze all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love Maze.
Yeah, and then a bunch of porn.
So weird, because I don't have the same feelings about it.
You banished me once, and you seemed to like it a lot.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. You need to remember when you can use it to torture
that's
us,
true.
And
that's
then
true.
Maybe you'll feel differently. That is a 24.
That hits
against the bullet.
And since I showed you several
yeah.
turns ago that it had one hit point, you know that it's dead.
Yeah, it's dead. But wait, can I roll those just see how
yeah.
much it explodes?
So we can
yeah, so I've known this whole time. Because Michael showed it to me. It was before Nika. And it was
yeah.
down to one.
And then Nika healed. And then Bachman missed. And then Bachman.
Very
damn.
Funny.
Missed and ran away?
Bachman took
yeah,
55
yeah.
damage from a one health monster.
Oh, I did get him pretty good. That's 15
nice.
Damage. So Celine. Oh, Tim. He makes sure my hand. Yeah. Well, I guess it's pointed in the right direction with my hand. So yeah. So Celine has a straight shot to the bullet. So you just see like a column of flame come out from my hand.
And
it just burrows like
Screech was
oh,
distracting
so
it so much,
cool.
like a bit at you, and
yeah.
You see, nice job, bud.
But it's like I feel like the fireball, like you could think of it as like pew pew, but this one, like just somehow, it was just like a column, like full on flame,
like a flame as launcher.
Yeah, like a flame launcher slash, like it was, as you know, the.
So we could eat this thing now.
Yeah, he's yeah. flambéed.
He's delicious.
He probably is. He's like a kind of fish guy. Does he smell good? I mean, he might be burnt.
He's not a
burnt. Oh, yeah, what a sentient creature. That's kind of fucked up, actually.
Oh, it has an intelligence. No, its intelligence is low.
But
it's only
still,
two.
That feels, you know.
It's an. It has animal intelligence, I think.
That's fine.
Okay, but he's got animal intelligence. I mean, do we need, like, food?
We've never kept track of food, ever, or money.
You guys definitely would have brought rations with you.
Yeah, I mean, and the goblin we get to
is like
back
20 minutes
nearby.
Into the cave, we're like, oh
my
God.
All right, draw straws, because you're getting eaten.
I did feel like this group would be like, okay, we have to do cannibalism.
Yeah.
It
has been,
sorry,
20 minutes, I am hungry.
Chuck yeah. will go and cut off, like, one of its claws. Maybe like a couple of its claws in the classic, like, look what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It does have cool ass.
Slate's
honestly feeling like pretty like pleased with herself. Mm. Like, yeah, I killed that one.
Well, that was terrifying.
Yeah, Screech is like, holy shit, guys, that was so scary.
You're like covered in blood.
Do you look okay?
Bachman?
Screech.
We're so not used to it. Like, you made eye contact with me. You made eye contact
with me? I know. Screech looks awful. Screech is at 7 like HP.
Okay. Oh, no. We gotta deal with this.
Screech and Beholder Dude are both, like, on the ground, just, like, exhausted.
You may have...
It was a way worse fight for us than anyone else.
Wait, let me see this guy.
Fuck wrench people. And those who serve them.
You may have 3d8 and then 2d6.
Why is it funny every single time, Dave? 38?
4d12.
Yeah, exactly. 4d12. Wait, that's not even a number. What did you say?
I did a kick.
Wait, only one, which one has... Oh, that's not blinking anymore.
You might be asleep. There we go, 9-9.
Sleep. All right. 7, 8, 3, 18.
Plus 3, 21.
I just want you to feel special.
Thank you. I would have, but Michael said that loud.
Sorry.
Actually, I really like this.
I got really excited too.
If I can't do the math, I can pretend I just want you to do it. Yeah.
21 health back.
Sick.
Ooh, that's good.
Nice job.
Yeah. I played that to Screech, so Beholder Doodle's still like... what's wrong?
You good, dude?
Hey.
I'm pretty bad, actually.
I don't know if you saw, I got hurt pretty bad. Milton, can you carry this for me?
If we wait one round, then he can have 2d6.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
Six, we're out of battle.
Yeah, so...
Or if we wait... How long is it...
I mean, we're taking a long rest right now, right?
Guys,
you're
I'm
an
so...
hour and a half out of Mineford.
Guys, I'm so tired right now. Yeah, I'm just like the sleepiest I've ever been.
Mineford's right here. What are you talking about?
But what? So what are you doing, though? Are you...
I have you're still doing healings. A minute of healing, and I only had one... I've used it basically two rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is that? 12 seconds. So, I have 48 more seconds of healing with 6.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Wait,
what?
I didn't know there was, like, time-based healing.
Well, yeah, my spell lasts for a minute.
Like, every round you, like,
shoot every round is a bonus action that I can heal.
Oh,
so,
sure.
I
That's
might
cool.
as well use that. Between you and Beholden Doodle.
Heal our guys up!
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I mean, so if you have to, if that whole minute is happening right now, then...
Yeah.
You're essentially getting back to full, right? Like,
well, it's 2d6, so
it's
I guess 2D6, I don't know. It could be under
48.
48 divided by 6.
I mean, I can roll them all, but you know it'll
time,
take me a long
8
time.
8 times. 8 times, so each of you would get 4 more rolls of 2d6.
Wow.
So, wait, 4 times 2. 8d6.
Google.
That many? This is 8. 11, 12.
Actually, 8d6 might not get you.
That's true.
6.
Yeah. Which is like, it'll get you, 10, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But it might not just
better.
Be, it might, it's not 15, inherently 12, necessarily full 27. Level.
Yeah, so he's full.
Okay, okay great. Cool.
Nice. And it's like, it could be, but if you roll good.
Yeah, it's just full, whatever. He's full. I'll fill him up in a second.
So full.
He's so full for you.
Wow. No!
I love that Rourke is just filling them up.
Fill me up,
that's
Daddy!
7, 6, 10, 12. It's cocked. 20, 22 for Beholder Doodle.
Sweet.
So, yeah, he's too shy of being full.
Cool.
Go. Wow.
I was. It's like, thank you, citizen. And then Screech is like, I was so brave back there, you guys.
Yeah, you didn't run away.
Well, it was so scary.
He kind of ran away.
But then he
but
it
was,
tried.
It was to protect.
Yeah.
It was to protect.
Honestly, it's a slight improvement from before, so good job.
But you were dumb for just running right at it when you're so weak.
In that moment, I don't know why I feel like I have to wiggle.
No, I'm so, for those at home, Bobbin is taking his little miniature and like wiggling it while it talks, like as if they're like two like you know dolls.
I don't know why I still have my weapons in such an aggressive.
Yeah, position. Maybe calm down.
Just bend it down. In that moment, I just wanted to save Beholder Doodle. He does so much for us. Guys, Beholder Doodle is really cool.
I know Beholder Doodle we agree. Is cool. Yeah. He's not as cool, though, as Drop Bear. I don't know where he went, but he was really cool.
I'm a squirrel guy myself.
He was my favorite.
Yeah, Drop Bear retired.
I like his early funny work.
It's pretty dark, but...
you wouldn't be able to make it today, but...
But good job, and I slap your back hard.
Emails
are. Push his over. We're laughing. And I just kind of push my way past you and continue deeper into the cavern.
Okay.
Can you push past me with a mini just for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh my god, he's kicking Beholder Doodle now! He's frail too!
Stop, he's had enough!
Alright, so you continue?
Yes, sir. I avoid that hole.
You good. That's good.
There's a hole, do you guys jump in it?
How'd you know it would fit?
Because they all fit.
So another, how many hours are you all traveling before you rest?
Oh.
Because it's a day's journey.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like at this point we probably keep going,
it's
right?
a 24-hour journey.
Okay, that's like multiple
well,
days.
Well, no, yeah, you're right. You're right. That's
Did we tell the ranger we were down here? Let's call back some. You guys.
Call back for everyone who's heard Christopher's cave story.
Yes.
You will. Basically, what I'm saying is, you will need to sleep overnight.
Yeah. Got somewhere. It. Yeah. So it's like, right.
Yeah. So probably go for another 4 hours. Take lunch. Take a short rest.
Yeah.
Go for another like 3 hours.
And then it'll be like long I said, we rest time. Rations,
are you setting up a watch or whatever for your short rest?
Short rest.
You're all just chilling.
Short rest.
We're just like sitting.
You
right.
sit, you go about like.
You eat less some of your things. Hard tack.
Yeah, we're all watching, really.
Yeah.
Well, everyone give me a perception.
You got it, brother. Dirty 20.
Oh, 19.
Yo.
That's my perception.
I think I got a 19.
Sorry.
23.
Yo.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
19.
Oh, that was just for Screech.
I got a 15.
Okay. The hour passes uneventfully, and you are all right.
So we can press the short rest button.
Okay.
Which means you can use your hit points, which is kind of funny, because that means Milton can use a hit die to get your health back. I don't know if the rest of us have anything that comes back from the short rest. But this is more. This is less. This is like for the first time we've ever taken a short rest. More for like. What's the term I'm looking for? Like RP reasons?
Yeah.
Reasons, which feels bad. Before we take a short rest, I use whatever, I use the help action for whatever reason. I don't know. And then now I can do it again. Okay, thank you. I zhuzh up your guys' rations that we took. I mean, I think before we went into the mines in Rhymeford, we basically were like, yeah, we get all the shit. You know, I think we even... Michael let us like have like vague extra items that we didn't take time on the show to be like, hey, I buy this.
So right.
like theoretically down the road, if we come to a an obstacle, it's like, okay, oh, maybe I would have bought a pickaxe or something like that, you know. So
I have penny candies from the general store.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know why, but whenever you said pickaxe, it reminded me of Little House on the Prairie and how they love to get
little candies.
They love penny candies.
So nobody knew what a dollar was, but pennies. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.